essential. You can't dodge the hodge.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, coming to you proudly from the remote and wild deserts outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And if you're a first-time listener, fasten your seatbelt because we're in for quite a ride tonight. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by surveillance expert Roger Tulsis, and Roger's going to be detailing what the NSA has on you, how they do their work, and he's going to be telling us how the surveillance state, is already set to go. They're just waiting for the right moment and what it's going to mean for all of us. So Roger will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Hey, I got a letter the other day, an email, I should say, from a listener overseas. And she said, you know, I heard a copy of your show. And I guess it was the interview that I did with Kendra Arneson and Vicky when about the Gulf Coast Holocaust. And she said, ever since then, I've always wanted to listen to your show, but I really can't stay awake that late because you're on at 4 o'clock in the morning where I'm at. And she goes, I finally broke down and paid to get the archives. Now, folks, with all due respect to that listener, the archives cost $1.33 a month. John Stadtmiller is probably losing money on maintaining these archives, but he is so committed to getting the message of freedom out to everybody that he makes these archives available to you 24/7. Every show, every talk show host, every great guest that we have on one of our shows is available to you 24/7 for $1.33 a month. Now, if you can afford a computer and you can afford an internet connection, I don't see how you can afford to be without the great programming here at RBN for $1.33 a month. And I do get a lot of emails from past shows. People contact me letting me know that, hey, I caught your show and such, and that show was 6 weeks earlier. And so I know a lot of people are listening. I know a lot of you out there do tune into these archives and take full advantage. But guys, they're only $1.33 a month. And along those lines, I want to remind you that we want you to help us at RBN spread the word of freedom by purchasing our RBN business cards, 100 for just $8. You can call us at 1-800-724-2719, 9 to 6 Central, to take advantage of that great opportunity. And we'll throw in that classic video that great producer, Aaron Russo, America from Freedom to Fascism. And you're not going to want to miss that. Well, anyway, as we always do at this time, it is time to roll out our Under the Radar News segment. And if you are a first-time listener, this is where Miss Annie DeRiso joins the show. And she does a great job digging up information that you will not hear in the mainstream media. Of course, we know good job they do. So without further ado, let's go out to Nashville and welcome our good friend, Annie DeRiso, to the airwaves. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Well, hi, Dave. I'm doing great. It's sweltering here in the southern part of the United States, as it is everywhere else. But, I do have news tonight, but I wanted to hear from you what's been going on down at the Gulf. You've been digging really hard this week. Can you hear me, Dave?
More than I have time to get into before the break. Yeah, I can hear you just fine, Annie. Are you getting me on the curtain? You know what? I think I jump into that a little bit after the break, Annie, but I will. Let's just suffice it to say that the more that I dig on what did transpire and what is transpiring in the Gulf related to the BP oil spill, it's mind-boggling. And we come back from the break, Annie. I'm going to throw out a couple of teasers there because you're not going to believe what I came across this week.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, everybody, to this July 17th, 2011 edition of the Common Sense Show. Joining us on our newsmaker line is Miss Annie DeRiso, our news director for the Common Sense Show. And, Annie, we were briefly touching on the events of the Gulf before we went into the break. And I have to say again, as I said last week, what I'm finding about the Gulf is not just about BP cheating people out of their rightful settlement. It's not just about the poisoning of the food supply. This is being very well documented. But the conspiracy really runs deep. And it seems like every day that I dig, I find another angle to this conspiracy involving the primary players of BP, Halliburton, Goldman Sachs, and their subsidiary Wachovia, Transocean, and the Halliburton-owned Boots and Coots. As time goes on, the dots are being more closely connected. But I found something in a very surprising place, Annie. Would you expect the show Democracy Now! To be revealing any insider information?
Democracy Now!, is that a Channel 8 show? I mean, a PBS? No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, that's a PBS, Democracy Now! Exactly, especially since you see after almost every show they're funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. But surprise, 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 as Gomer Pyle used to say, Amy Goodman, to her credit, did an interview, still has not been scrapped from the internet that just blew me away, shocked me. I had to watch it two times before the enormity of the interview sunk in. She interviewed a gentleman by the name of Hugh Kaufman, senior policy analyst at the EPA's Office of Solid Waste and Emergency Response. And he said things like, in light of EPA's data, BP's decision to use Corexit 9500 and 9527 was solely based upon an attempt to profit on the cleanup and not carry out BP's expressed desire to clean up the Gulf Coast. Here are some more excerpts of what he said, Andy. I just find this stunning. Corexit is one of a number of dispersants that are toxic and are used to force the oil down into the water column so it's invisible to the eye. So what Hugh is saying here, it's the metaphoric equivalent of throwing the trash under the bed, pulling the bedspread cover down, and hoping that your company doesn't notice. Because the more acreage that is spoiled by oil in the Gulf, the higher the fines would have been. And yet the EPA looked at this and allowed him to do it. In fact, he went on to say the EPA and NOAA are sock puppets for BP in this cover-up. That's a quote. Now, by hiding the amount of the spill, BP is saving hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in fines. So from day one, there was tremendous economic incentive to use these dispersants, which, Annie, I've highlighted both in my articles that I'm in the midst of writing in the series called The Great Gulf Coast Holocaust, of which the listeners to this show can catch news with views, and they're right there on RBN's front page. Part three will be out tomorrow. But we've covered this ad nauseum. Everyone knows in their right mind how bad the Corexit is. But what's interesting is Hugh Kaufman goes on to say that the EPA is now taking the position that they really don't know how dangerous Corexit is. But if you read the label, it tells you how dangerous it is. And for example, the Exxon Valdez, this is what he's saying on the air, who worked with dispersants, most of them are dead. The average death age was around 50. It's very dangerous. It's an economic protector of BP, not an environmental protector of the public. And Kaufman goes on to say, I think the media now has to follow the money like they did in Watergate and tell the American people who's getting money for poisoning millions of people in the Gulf on an ongoing basis. And then stunningly, Andy, hold on to your hat on this one. He says, I did the ombudsman investigation on Ground Zero for 9/11, where the EPA made false statements about the safety of the air, which has obviously been proven to be false. Consequently, you have the heroes, the workers, the first responders. A large percentage of them are sick right now, not even 10 years later, and most of them will die early because of respiratory problems, cancer, etc., because of the EPA's false statements. And now you've got them doing the same thing in the Gulf. Now, let me read to you again, Annie, his position here with the EPA. Senior policy analyst at the EPA's Office of Solid Waste and Emergency Response. Think you'd be in a position to know something?
Now, this is crazy. The cover-ups never stop, and it's supposed to be a protection agency. It's just who they're protecting.
Well, they're protecting BP. One of the things, and Annie, we're going to have to devote another hour to this at some point in time, is the players I'm finding involved in the conspiracy. In other words, these things didn't happen by accident. Transocean didn't do a double indemnity on their oil rig weeks before the explosion without knowing something. Halliburton didn't purchase Boots and Coots, the world's largest oil cleanup firm, 10 days prior to the explosion without knowing something. Goldman Sachs didn't do a put option on Transocean stocks the morning of the explosion without knowing something. But, Annie, we're even getting deeper here. Names connected to this are starting to pop up out of the bailout crowd. Yes, the 2008 bailout crowd. Larry Summers. Larry Flint, who now is technically the owner of BP because he owns over 51% of the stock. And these
Larry
are the kinds
Flint.
Of names that are coming out. And, Annie, we're going to need about an hour at some future date for me to connect. Yeah, Larry Flint. not the Larry Flinter porno fame. No, let's not get confused.
Okay, yeah, I was getting confused.
No, not the same person. No, just the same name, but no, I don't want to cast aspersions here. Hey, look, I'm walking down libel lawsuit lane here, and I'm going to be very, very careful about what I say. And I have been very careful to double and triple source everything that I've written. And as you know, Annie, from reading the articles that I have written, for a 1,600-word article, I'm putting anywhere between 18 to 22 citations here. So I'm not leaving anything to chance. Everything that I know, everything that I'm saying on print, I can refer you back to legitimate referenced sources to prove the point. And when I start further qualifying these names of the people who I believe should be investigated, you know, along with Peter D. Sutherland that I talked about last week as persons of interest, is if I were starting a criminal investigation, I would be starting with some of the people I mentioned. And on a later show, I'm going to get into more of the details. But, Annie, it gets real interesting, too. And here we're going to ask for the audience to perhaps send me what they know, because I need to expand my research base here greatly, because we're getting into an area of this investigation looks surprisingly like the Tuskegee Airmen experiment. And please allow me to explain here for a moment. President Obama has made a series of press releases and news conference regarding the Gulf. So I went through on Thursday, and I happened to, you know, review a lot of these conferences. And it wasn't until I heard about the fourth conference, and the one that really struck me was when he was addressing the Coast Guard at Pensacola, Florida, last summer. And he said quite clearly that this is a military operation and the DOD is in charge. I also found a cross-reference to Janet Napolitano when she did a joint press release and press conference with Lisa Jackson, the head of the EPA, where they both made references to the DOD being in charge. And Annie, hold on to your hat. I'm going to give you a quote from the July 2010 Obama press conference when he's addressing the Coast Guard and the Naval Reserve at Pensacola, Florida, when Obama said quite clearly, "They're flying above us in the skies, they being the sailors and the airmen," that he referenced in the previous sentence, "and they're spraying dispersants on the oil." Now, Annie, haven't you been under the impression from CNN and Fox and all the other mainstream media liars, haven't you been under the impression that this was a BP Halliburton Boots and Coots operation and they were doing the spraying? It was being privately administered?
Absolutely. So this came down from the top, the military end.
This is not what the president said. This is in the public domain, and when I print part four, which will probably be in about another 2 weeks, that particular reference will be in there where the president is clearly saying that this is a military operation. Now, this takes me down a speculative path, and I want to make absolutely sure, Annie, here, that I'm covering this in a speculative way. But people like Michael Edwards and Ian Crane have maintained there's a blue plague that was let loose independent of Corexit, and it was sprayed on the people, and it turned into a kind of flesh-eating virus. I know you've heard those rumors as well. I am not willing to say at this point I can confirm that happened, but we know there was a military blackout, and basic security was extremely tight. Reporters were not allowed to go near these sites. So clearly this was a martial law kind of operation with regarding to the spraying and the cleanup operations. But what I really find interesting is Michael Edwards has linked this event into, shall I say, U.S. Code 50, Section 32. It's right there, Annie. It's right there for everybody to see. The U.S. government can experiment upon you for any reason as long as it involves military, industry, and agriculture. Anyway, Annie, I believe we're up against the break. I'm having a hard time hearing Command Central, but...
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everybody. Dave Hodges here, and joining me on the Newsmaker line is Miss Annie DeRiso, our news correspondent. And Annie, have you picked up your eyeballs yet? Did they fall out? Because I think you're probably surprised, because we've been keeping a pretty close communication, Annie, and you helped me, particularly in the early part of this series, but you probably had no idea what I had found with regard to the accusations that this is a military operating the side of the corrects, and perhaps they're doing a little experimenting on people.
Well, they haven't done a very good job of covering it up. They don't do a good job of anything they do.
Well, first brush of this, Annie, and, you know, and I should mention this again in case someone, any of you missed the show last week. I was only going to write a one-part series because I felt bad for what Kendra Arneson and Vicky Perrin and the other people in the Gulf are going through. I feel bad that BP has ripped them off and only paid 20% of what they promised they would pay. I felt bad because I know the people were being poisoned by the Corexit. It's in the air, it's in the food, groundwater now, it's making its way up the food chain, and we're all imperiled, as we went through last week. So, Annie, it was going to be a one-part series and a one-part series only, as I promised Kendra I would write. And as God is my witness, I've been totally stunned at the depth of the conspiracy, who's involved, what depraved indifference our EPA, our FDA have had towards the general health and welfare of the people they're constitutionally mandated to serve. I mean, it's their fiduciary duty to protect the public health, and yet, as we heard last week, everything is fine with the food,
But go listen to Channel 3 in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they'll show you the tarballs in the shrimp and the oysters. As far north as Charlotte, Annie, this is craziness. It just seems like the whole world's going crazy, doesn't it? What's the latest on Fukushima, Annie?
Well, the newest calculations show that the first week of the accident, they released 2.3 times as much radiation as they thought they had released in the first 80 days. I mean, the car filters are radioactive. The car filters in Seattle are radioactive. I mean, infant mortality as far east as Boise is up 35%. But what I found out that's really interesting is Exelon, it's a nuclear operator corporation. It's been among Obama's biggest campaign donors. And so they've donated, I think it's $269,000 to Obama's campaign. And get this, Obama appointed Exelon CEO John Rowe, R-O-W-E, to his Blue Ribbon Commission on America's nuclear future. So again, the fox watching the hen house.
Exactly. Well, just like last week, and I revealed how Stephen Chu and Robert Kunin, you know, both beneficiaries or employees of BP are now controlling the Department of Energy. Stephen Chu is the director, and Kunin is the vice director. And, you know, it just, this corruption is so blatant. It's so out there for everyone to see. I don't know why people aren't out in the streets. But I'll give you a good theory on what's going on with Fukushima. And I don't know that this is true, but let me tell you what they're talking about in Europe. Because as you know, Annie, I'm preparing to go on a couple of European radio shows to be interviewed about the Gulf. And what some people have told me over in Europe is they believe the Stuxnet virus, the same virus the Israelis used to take down Iran's nuclear program, was used on Fukushima in retaliation for Japan voting in the UN against West Bank settlement. And Germany also voted against it, leading Merkel to shut down the nuclear power reactors. Now we know why she did it. And she wasn't going to be caught with her proverbial pants down the same way the Japanese were. And there is reports also coming out of Japan, suppressed as they may be, that the first nuclear explosion happened before the tsunami hit. Wait for the right moment, trigger the Stuxnet, you get a quick meltdown, and there you go. Now, listen, I'm not to be from Dave Hodges and saying this is the truth, but this is what people out of Germany and Amsterdam and in Sweden and also in Japan, this is what several people believe happened. They think that these are Israeli Mossad operations.
Well, I hope nothing else happens in Japan. They're getting ready to get hit with 12 to 24 inches of rain. Typhoon.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, a typhoon coming in. And speaking of the weather, isn't it interesting, Annie, that since the oil spill, there hasn't been one bad storm ripped through the Gulf? That's unheard of.
Yeah.
We're talking, what are we now, 15, 16 months, the events? I was talking to a gentleman named Chris from the Gulf, Annie, and he was saying this is unheard of down here. And he says, I didn't used to believe in weather manipulation until now. And I think the reason they don't want a bad storm is to bring that methane and that corrosive up to the surface, further inundate these people in a way that will fully connect it to the spill. They want time and distance so they have deniability.
You know, I can't find any news on Fort Calhoun since June 28th.
Isn't that interesting? Flooded out.
Isn't it?
Half the ship by boats and not a word. Yes.
Everything's been scrubbed. The scientists say everything's fine. I can't find out if the no-fly zone's been lifted. I mean, there was a 10-mile evacuation area around it, but I can't find anything. I mean, there may be local news at the site, but not on the net.
Are you surprised?
No. No. Par for the course.
Anyway, this is what you get when you tune into Under the Radar.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch? flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody been through that, and this is not our fate.
Well, I think we're back, and our technical issues are resolved, and this is the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges, your host, and Annie DeRiso, our news director, should be joining us. Annie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dave.
Okay, good. Well, I think we're good to go now. Anyway, we've got a special guest who joined us about a year and a half ago, Roger Tulsis, and he talked to us about electronic surveillance. Roger's of the belief now that the surveillance state is in place and just waiting for the right events, and we're going to talk to him about that, what the NSA has on you, what they know about you, what's going to trigger this collapse, and if we have time, we'd like to get into what Roger has recently delved into, which is suppressed medical care, which will also be our topic next week when we welcome Jonathan Emort. So without further ado, let's go to Idaho and welcome Roger Tulsis to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Roger. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Thanks for the Jimi Hendrix. That takes me back to my Haight-Ashbury days in 1967. I didn't get there,
and I had to appreciate Jimmy a little bit in retrospect. Growing up as a kid, didn't fully appreciate him, but I sure do now. And yeah, Haight-Ashbury. Yeah, what a time that was.
It was amazing back then. It was all peace and love, and of course people were objecting to the Vietnam War, which was the war of the time, you know, another war. And 50,000 people that were young kids that were my age never came back from that one.
Yeah, that's true.
And we just go marching on to the next war and the next war and the next war, you know.
Well, right now we're in three of them. So think about going back to the 60s, Roger, protesting one war.
Yeah. Well, the interesting part about it is that the wars are going to do us in, and, for the financial collapse is here. You know, we can spend a little time talking about what's going to happen, but, you know, we're on the financial Titanic. Doesn't make a difference whether you send a Democrat to the helm to steer the boat or a Republican, or doesn't make a difference. We're taking on water at a rate now where the ship is halfway down, and they're telling us, well, it's free drinks in the bar, and don't worry about anything, and, you know, but the people that really know what's going on are getting in their lifeboats, and I'm one of them.
Well, I agree, and everybody else who's not planning for what's coming better learn how to tread water, and for a very, very long time.
Well, what I've been telling people say to me, well, when's it going to happen? And this is what I tell them. You need to get on the Internet. You need to go to stockcharts.com, and you put in the U.S. dollar index, which is the sign for that is the dollar sign, USD. And if that thing breaks below 70, then you better be where you plan to be. Because what's going to happen is the cities are going to go no food and no gasoline in 8 hours when the thing busts loose. So
exactly. And I know that you've, for the most part, relocated, as I have too. I used to live in Central Glendale, which is a large suburb of Phoenix. And I could see the writing on the wall. Now I live out here about 25 miles north of the city. I have about 300 homes around me for about 20 square miles, and life is nice. And what I really like about it out here, Roger, is a lot of people don't like the government. A lot of people are very, very aware because the government tried to steal our properties about 8 years ago, and most of them own guns, so this is a good place to be.
Well, I picked to be in farming area. I'm surrounded by farms. I got cows and horses and all, and everything around me is growing. And I'm surrounded by rednecks with guns. And it's about a 600-person community. And if anything happens, I get gunshots around here almost every day. People out there lining up their high-power rifles, you know. But this is where I want to be when that index if that index drops towards 70. That's the sign that you want to be where you're going to make your stand.
Well, you know what scares me, Roger, is I travel to Denver some to visit my family. We take our vacations, a lot of over the beach in California, swim in the radiated water now. I don't want to get caught away from home because I'm not sure I could get back. Yeah. How about you? Do you fear that too?
Well, that's it. That's why I think we'll have some time. When it breaks below 70, it's not going to just totally tank. I don't think it's going to melt down. I could be wrong, you know. But I 70 is this break point as far as the technical analysis right now. When you look at the U.S. dollar index, the chart has been going sideways since May, and it's in what's known as a flag pattern. It basically is a pattern of indecision. Nobody can decide whether the value of the Federal Reserve note should go up or down. So it just goes up, down, up, down, up, down in a more sideways type chart movement. It's almost a waiting pattern where somebody's, you know, where the majority of people that are involved in this stuff are waiting to see what's going to happen. But with this deadline coming up on the 2nd, and these people that have managed the U.S. corporation into bankruptcy, it's almost like, you know, you own stock in a bankrupt corporation, because anybody that has Federal Reserve notes basically has stock in the U.S. corporation. And here you have the people running this company. The board is split into two factions that are arguing about how to handle the bankruptcy. So not only is things in terrible condition in terms of the financial health, but you don't even have leadership that is willing to do something.
Obama basically says, you know, let the professional politicians decide about the debt level. You know, stay out of it, people of America. That really got under my skin.
Well, you know, the U.S. corporation is bankrupt. It's declared $14,000 billion in debt, but the real liabilities are anywhere from $50,000 billion in debt to $150,000 based on the commitments for Social Security and everything else. So it's not fixable. And then we basically are on the financial Titanic. So the question is what's going to happen to the value of the U.S. dollar? Because my guess is that's what's going to happen. They're not going to be able to really get anything done. And at some point, the people are going to see that the emperor has no clothes, and that what people call money isn't really money. It's basically bank IOUs on a private banking cartel that isn't even part of the United States government. I mean, the Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express. It is a private banking corporation, and its value of its paper is based on the good faith and credit of a bankrupt government. So
you voted with your feet with response to this corruption that you're talking about. I bet you also voted with your assets as well, too, didn't you?
Yeah, back in 2003, because I've been watching the markets for a very long time. Back in 2003, I sold all my assets that were in Federal Reserve notes, and I bought gold bullion. And the interesting thing is that happened to be on national radio with George Norrie. And one of his advertisers was a gold company that was selling gold. So we came back from break. I said, gee, it's interesting that you had this company on, because today I sold everything that I had in Federal Reserve notes, and I bought gold for $4.20 an ounce. And I would suggest that all of your listeners do the same. And there was anywhere from 4 to 6 million listeners that night. Now, anybody that had followed me into what they'd done would have so far tripled their assets by just letting the fools in Washington destroy the economy.
Absolutely. I mean, I wish I didn't have such good sleep habits, because if I would have heard that, it might have pushed me to do something earlier. I feel like right now, and let's speak to a lot of people here. I know it's not too late to buy gold, but people think that they can buy the gold certificates and be okay, and I would bet that you don't agree with that.
Well, anything you buy that's based in Federal Reserve notes is in danger of the paper money collapse.
Exactly.
You know, you ever remember that paper is paper. Paper is never anything more than paper. As long as people are willing to accept it as having some value, then it's going to be whatever value people accept it at. But gold is different. You know, gold and silver have been underlying stores of wealth for the history of all modern history, at least going back 4,000 or 5,000 years. And if you follow just the value of gold going back to the 1930s, from the time that Roosevelt and other people were trying to get it, you know, with the stock crash and try to get it confiscated, you can buy a property today for the same amount of gold as you could in 1930, because gold has not lost any of its underlying value. So
that's true, but something interesting happened in the 1930s, Roger, and I predict it's going to happen again, where Roosevelt made it illegal for Americans to possess gold.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're going to be able to pull that off at this point because they are going to be so frantic. You have to understand that the United States government now is treading water, and the water's up to their neck. They are in survival mode, and that's, of course, one of the reasons that the surveillance state is getting so chronic. They're going broke. They don't have the money to even pay the gigantic obligations of just the employees of the federal government and all these golden parachute retirements that they gave to everybody and all these senators and congressmen, you know, full pay until for the rest of their lives and all these other benefits that they have. You know, they're all that's in jeopardy if everything collapses. So the government's in financial survival mode. It's basically a Wall Street kind of corporation that is collapsing. And it's a house of cards.
Well, I really do want to get into the surveillance state, but before we go there, what do you recommend people do? I mean, I've taken steps, so certainly I'm going to be an eager listener to see if I've done enough. So what would you tell people besides buying gold
and living in the country? The first thing you got to do is you got to get yourself in someplace safe. Because, you know, in New Orleans, when the hurricane hit, you know what the police officers did? Yeah. They went home to protect their families.
Yeah.
So if the Federal Reserve note collapses and the government's not sending out checks, and the welfare checks and the rest of the checks don't go out, the police are going to go home and protect their families. So that means that you want to be in a place that isn't going to be overrun by gangs of gangbangers and rip off people that are going to go from house to house stealing all the food and anything else they can get, because you're not going to have 911 to call. So you need to make sure that you're in a community that's going to be cohesive, where everybody's going to get together and defend the community and defend the food stores. And also have plenty of guns and ammunition to do that. So
I've accomplished that first objective. I'm out here in the relative country. I know a lot of my neighbors. I've been kind of a public figure here because I fought against a federal land grab of our properties. So we have some cohesiveness. And plus, I live in an area that only has...
What's with the Chinese music?
And that was strange.
Yeah, I
would. Oh, they're listening to us, huh?
I think the Chinese are just reminding us who actually holds most of the money.
Well, I don't think the Chinese own RBN, but you never know. Anyway, let's go on. So, besides that requirement, living out of the city.
Let me ask you another question, Dave. How much food do you have stored up? How long can you not go out your front door?
For food and water, right now we're probably at about 8 or 9 months.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the other big deal. You have to make sure that you have the food stores and everything that you need to stay put for an extended period of time.
Okay. I'm sure you recommend, despite Obama's best efforts, guns?
Absolutely. The Second Amendment, guaranteed by the Founding Fathers. They knew what they were talking about, and they were even talking about needing to defend yourself from your own government. In their writing.
Well, that's true in principle, but I'm sure you've heard about the UN coming down with a treaty with the government that Obama will sign by executive order, bypassing the Senate, that'll give the UN control over our gun rights.
Well, I hope that that's not going to happen. But, you know, here's the thing. This is what you've got to understand. The United States government consists of about somewhere between 600,000 and a million employees. Now, compared to the overall population of this country, the armed population, that isn't a whole lot of people. So,
no, but they can concentrate their resources and make it difficult on the people who could be leading or possibly leading the resistance.
Well, I think that they're going to be just struggling. They're going to be struggling just like you and me. If the trucks stop moving and the trains stop moving and the overall movement of supplies, food and fuel stops moving. You know, you talk to truckers. I did a show recently, and some of the truckers called in. They said, you know something, you're absolutely right about this, because we are involved in this, bringing all this supplies to the city, And he said, these people like Walmart, they're just resupplying on a daily basis. They're not, there's no warehouse in the cities. The warehouses are generally out somewhere that's out of the city, and they're bringing on everything on an as needed basis. In other words, when you go to checkout, that goes into the computer, and then they put those same items back on the truck again.
Exactly, so real time delivery. Exactly.
What you see on the shelves in Walmart is what you get, and if for some reason those trucks, that convoy of trucks, get stopped or delayed, how fast do you think Walmart's going to get empty?
I agree. Let's explore this a little further. We come back to the break with our guest Roger Tulsis, and then we'll jump in to the surveillance state. Stay tuned, everybody.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome back. Dave and Annie here with our special guest, surveillance expert Roger Tulsis. And Roger, anything else the people should think about doing in preparation? Any suggestions on the type of handguns or guns in general that they should have?
Well, you know, obviously you want to have assault rifles and sniper rifles, you know, are obviously the best for protecting yourself at a distance. And the other thing is that you really need something to barter, because my sense of things is that when the Federal Reserve notes collapse, and their use will be about for toilet paper, then it'll become, what do you have to barter with to get what you need? So that's the thing you got to figure out, because in a community, say, of 600 or 700 people are going to need things. So they're going to need coffee, and they're going to need toilet paper, and they're going to need any of the other number of daily things. I mean, just as you go through your day, just think about all the things that you use. And some people can store a liquor, you know. I mean, it'll become kind of like when you go down to the Casbah down the center part of town, and it's like a swap meet, and the people will be, it'll be kind of like the Middle East, where everybody just goes down to the center of town with whatever they got, and they wheel and deal and swap and get what they need. That's my sense of where it's going to go. And of course, if you have gold and silver, that's certainly going to be acceptable for trading.
Yeah, but one thing I would say is I don't know that gold is going to help you initially, because you can't eat gold.
No, but obviously people will want to exchange. If people have food, farmers, if you're living in a community like I am where there's plenty of farming, they will want to be compensated for what they're standing there selling, and they won't want to take paper. So my sense of it is that they'll be willing to barter for anything that's something that they need, or gold or silver.
See, that's what I think, too. I think it'll be for something that they need. You may have to perform a manual labor service for them. You may have to give them so much toilet paper. But I think it's going to be product or service or product, as opposed to precious metals early on. I think your most valuable resource in a time like this might be food.
Well, let me tell you something. There's a guy down here in this has a little mom-and-pop store in this area that I'm in. So one day I took in a silver round, you know, a one-ounce round of silver. You know, not a government coin, just a silver round, you know, a miner. They call them miner. And I said, see, this is a silver coin, and right now it's worth $18. Of course, that was quite a while ago. It's worth $36. And I said, when the paper money collapses, I want to bring these coins down here and trade you for food. He says, you do? And I said, yeah. He said, well, would you like to start tomorrow?
But he's not starving yet. But yeah, your point's well taken, though, Roger. I agree. Your point's well taken. There are essentials. And then, Annie, you're going to chime in with what you advise me to get for months. Everyone will need this.
Berkey. Get your Berkey. Did you ever order your second one?
No, Dave? I have not ordered my second one. Yes, but I do have a water filter. I've got a rather large pool, so I've got a source I can tap into.
Uh-huh.
So these are things that people really need to think about. But let's take for a second someone who lives in an urban area, Roger, that just says, hey, I got my job. I'm living month to month. I'm barely keeping my head above water right now. What can that guy do if it's not possible for him to relocate?
That's scary, because I really don't have anything to suggest to him when his local gangbangers come to his front door armed and telling him, well, what do you got? Otherwise, we're gonna, you know, work you over, burn your house down, or whatever they plan to do. I mean, you know, like I said before, the police will be home to take care of their own families, and it'll be you and the local gang.
Okay, got to hold it right there, Roger. We're up against the break. We come back for hour number two. We'll finish that thought and jump into surveillance.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and